אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi Nitsa, and thank you very much for having me on. My name is Eddie Tamir and I am the artistic director of the Jewish International Film Festival.
Eddie, I'm really excited that the Jewish International Film Festival, you call it JIF, yep. is at last coming back to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide. I think, what did I miss?
Canberra and Perth.
Canberra and Perth. We've got listeners in all those places. It's so nice to go to the movies after this COVID-19. What should we expect?
Firstly, your listeners understand, we had our Festival 2020 scheduled for November, and we've moved it to this new date of February 17 and 18 commencement. Because we're cinema people and we're movie people and we didn't want to do a virtual festival. And we wanted to have it in cinema and have the full shared experience so people can see the movies and argue about the films at the end and all of that good experience.
I'm sure everybody wants to go to the cinema after sitting at home on watching television for so long.
Yes.
We want to see a movie in a movie theater, Eddie.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, so we have over 50 Australian premiere feature films and TV series, and we're covering over 19 countries.
That is amazing. Can you tell us what is the highlight of the festival?
The highlights? Well, you know, all the films.
I'm sure I can tell you about one highlight.
Sure.
Because our listeners will listen to all those interviews that I've done with the various directors. The one documentary that I think that is a must-see is Love It Was Not. Maybe you can tell our listeners about it.
Such an incredible story and so well executed. The story takes us to Auschwitz and I guess what you'd call one of the most taboo love affairs between a Jewish female concentration camp inmate and an SS officer. And there are like amazing interviews with some of the inmates that were in the camp with the woman. It goes on, obviously, you would think that would be enough for the story, but then after the war, the SS officer is brought to a court case, what kind of perpetrator he was, and his ex-lover, is called upon to testify.
It is so well done, and it's so interesting to see the characters, because it's a real story with real people that really happened, because it is an impossible love story. It's absolutely a must-see. I've
yes.
seen another one that I thought was very good, was Asia with Shira Haas. And
yep.
everybody knows Shira Haas from Unorthodox. But you're also bringing, tell us about Asia.
Just won the Ophir Award, the Israeli Oscar for the best film of 2021. So it is the Israeli entry into the best foreign language film category of the Oscars. It's really a relationship and performance-based film by a first-time director, and it's a story between Shira Haas and her mother in the film, and it's about their changing relationship once the mother and the daughter discover the daughter's illness. And it's beautiful, incredibly powerful, and it also gives a great snapshot, I think, into the Russian Jewish immigrant experience, because the mother is from that community.
And Shira Haas is extraordinary. Also the mother. The acting is superb. And talking about Shira Haas, I'm thinking about Shtisel. This is, and we all want to see the season 3. It's not in Australia yet. And
what are
you bringing us?
So we're actually, yes. Yeah, so it's part of our mini Shira festival. So we've got three films and TV series with her in it. So one's Asia, the other one's Esav, with Harvey Keitel and Lior Ashkenazi. And then, of course, our closing night spectacle is actually three episodes. The first three, we're saying two in the program, but we managed to get three episodes. The first three of the series three, the brand new series of Shtisel, as you say, which has not aired on any streaming service.
And also, it will be nice to see Shtisel on the big screen.
Absolutely. So we, as I say, we love the big screen experience. I really don't watch television myself. I like to watch everything on a big screen with other people. So I think it's going to be, really unique to be able to watch this on a big screen. In fact, we premiered the whole season one, at GIF when it first came out. And so we're definitely continuing the digital experience, and it's gone on since then to become a worldwide phenomenon.
We're talking to Eddie Tamir, the artistic director of the GIF, the Jewish International Film Festival, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Just let's be practical and tell our listeners when and where they can go to the Jewish festival, and then we'll talk more about the movies.
Sure. In Melbourne, we're opening on February 17 at the Lido in the Classic Cinemas, and in Sydney on the 18th of February, where we play at the Ritz Cinemas. That's where our opening is, and we also screen at the Roseville Cinemas. And in Perth and Brisbane, we open on February 18 at the Luna Palace Leederville and New Farm Cinemas in Brisbane, and in Dendy, Canberra on February 17.
And can you tell us more? You said there are 51 movies from 19 countries.
Yes.
What else could we expect?
So our opening night film, I'm not sure if you've seen it yet, but it's called Incitement. In Hebrew, it has a name which is all quite different connotations, which is a whole essay in itself. It's called Yamim Noraim. And Incitement is actually won the best film, the Israeli Ophir Award, last year. And it is a very powerful work, and it is the notion of political and religious incitement is front page news and has been for a couple of years, and no more than this year. And we believe that even though this is the story of the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin and focusing on Yigal Amir's incitement and how he developed into an assassin, we believe that this story resonates today.
Yeah, it's still very timely. We can see it around the world.
Yes.
What else? I know that you recommend every movie, but
sure,
what else
sure.
Can you give us some?
Just to change the pace a little bit, sticking to the Israeli side, there is what I found such a surprising pleasure in a documentary called Kinneret. And it actually follows Lake Kinneret over four seasons, a full year, and it covers the flora and fauna of the Kinneret in a David Attenborough style, and it is definitely equal to a David Attenborough documentary. And, the Kinneret to me has always seemed like a very humble lake. I didn't expect to see such an explosion of flora and fauna, and I really recommend that film.
Oh, that's really good. What else is in the festival?
We've got a big documentary on Menachem Begin, War and Peace. Really goes into Menachem Begin, and again, not really just to highlight his positive attributes, but it really goes into Menachem Begin, the full extent of the man and the politician. It's really an experience. And speaking to Israeli prime ministers, we also have a film called The Honorable Man, which is a two-part documentary about Ehud Olmert. So very interesting character, and it goes into his spectacular rise and even more spectacular fall and his imprisonment. And a very, very interesting documentary.
Eddie, the most important thing, tickets. How do we get tickets?
Yeah. So you can go to jiff.com.au. And, of course, you can just go to each of our cinemas, and all the our friendly staff know our films well, and we'll help you out with recommendations. And we have a 10-pass, a 20-pass, and for the first time, we have a VIP gold pass that allows you to see every film.
That's good. Eddie Tamir, the artistic director of GIF, the Jewish International Film Festival. Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing the festival to Australia.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.